Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Tufted Ed Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March the 10th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 11¾ cents at 534, May wheat down 4 cents at 652½, and May beans down 30¼ at 1409¾. Well, we opened lower, tried to rally it a bit, couldn't hold on, and beans closed within a penny or so of their lows of the day. The corn closed about 3 cents off the lows. The wheat did a pretty good job. It rallied over a dime off the lows, only a penny and a quarter off its highs. But this is the first day in a while we haven't seen corn and beans be able to come back after a lower opening and close really pretty poorly out here. The meal has been the drag on the market. Oil was down only 4 ticks here today, but the meal was down almost 10 bucks. That really is what put the pressure on the beans. The meal chart really looks sick in here. The 10 days crossed the 50 day, and another couple of dollars lower really opens up the door for more selling out here. We've all been talking about the oil and how strong it's been, which it has been. Have to forget when you crush the bean to get oil and meal, and everybody wants the oil right now, but nobody seems to want the meal, including the Chinese. Chinese don't want the meal apparently because the African swine fever is back. They intercepted a truckload of pigs. I think there were 12 pigs in the truck, two of which were dead. We know that this strain of African swine fever isn't as deadly, but it's harder to control. So we haven't seen the Chinese in here for any corn. There's still a lot of undelivered sales on the books, so corn could be in some trouble here as well. The meal certainly is in trouble. So, you know, what's going to rescue us? Hot and dry weather in Argentina. You know, I really thought after yesterday's comeback, after a bearish report, it looked pretty good on the charts, and I thought we'd be, you know, stronger here today, but certainly wasn't the case, and down we went. What's going to rescue us if the Chinese all of a sudden came into the market? If Argentina stays really hot and dry, they're expecting some rains down there. We're going to get some snows in the plains. I don't think that'll have much impact. But in general, there's some rains out there, and that could slow landing progress out here for a little bit. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.